Welcome to the artwork of CP, everyone. This will be the last artwork of CP because, as you guys know, we're rebranding. You should by now. We're rebranding in February. As I said, and you guys should know this, in January, I am slammed. January, I have no Wi-Fi situation. I don't know what my Wi-Fi situation is going to be as of January 19th because I am having back surgery. And what they're basically going to do, and I'll give you more information as of we may be recording an episode as of January 11th, as soon as I know what they're going to do. What they're going to do is work around my existing fusion and put metal and rods and screws, replant them in my back. And when I say replant them, for those of you who now are new to ask when, and for those who are new to the artwork of CP, I moved down to Phoenix, Arizona, and that's when the back monkey business started. I said, I know there's something wrong with my back. They go, well, you can go get x-rays. And then, long story short, it turned into this hell of I opted in for back surgery. So yes, I am having back surgery. I opted in for this back surgery because I have a iliac screw floating around where it shouldn't be. So I'm going in and having it totally redone as of January 19th. And I have my good days and my bad days with my back. So I don't know what my Wi-Fi situation is going to be. I'll try and give you updates in the hospital. Now, don't look at me strangely if I have oxygen in my nose. Don't look at me strangely if I'm half a zombie because I'll be on plenty of drugs. And unfortunately for me, I'm recovering from a sinus infection right now, which I'm lucky that it came when it came because I don't want anything to affect my surgery. So that being said, we're doing New Year's resolutions for 2024, and I want no way, no how complications with this back surgery. Complications with this back surgery are not going to be good. And I am avoiding one of them because I will voice loud and clear. And I will give you more information as soon as I know it. As far as will I be able to upload, will I be able to stuff? I mean, people are asking me what wing are you going to be in? Where are you going to be? I don't even know if I have a private room yet so that I can upload stuff. And I don't know. It may be a weird situation. I may have to walk out of my room and down to the lobby, down to get free Wi-Fi. I'll figure it out. But my ultimate goal is to get my back organized again and have no complications. So number one, I want no complications in 2024 because complications will make it even more of an interesting experience. So I want my health back, and I want my back to be 100%, and I'm sure Danielle would agree with this. Danielle has sat on the sidelines, including many others, as I go through this back surgery, and I'm grateful for the support. The support has changed the my schedule is going 1,000 miles a minute, but I will be in the hospital for 1 week. Hopefully my body kicks itself out in less than a week, and so then I can go to rehab and then I can move on. But if it wants to stay in a hospital for a week, let it stay in a hospital. And it's looking to me, I think I told you guys this, it's looking to me that it's going to be 3 weeks in rehab, which my team doesn't mind. We all agreed as a team, my A team and my team up in Aspen agreed that it would be easier for me to stay in rehab as long as I need it, even though it's going to be a financial burden. But it's going to be easier because of the aid situation. Right now, my aid situation is a little bit interesting, but me not having 24-hour care makes it a little bit more interesting. And then when you add 24-hour care into it, it's absolutely a nightmare. So both teams agree that I should probably stay put in rehab as long as I can. And so it's going to be all depending on what the doctors say and the discharge nurses say. It's looking like I won't be home into the middle of February because 1 week in the hospital will then go straight to the rehab for 20 days, but for a little over 3 weeks. But hopefully, I can do, hopefully, my body does damage where I can kick myself out in 20 days, but I'm not pushing my body to, work itself so hard that I screw up my back. And so hopefully, and I know that you guys will be sending good vibes, and of course Santa has delivered the ultimate Christmas present from Apple. Basically, Apple has now come into my life. He delivered a Christmas present early, and then he delivered a Christmas present again, which I have to go pick up. And so, you know, my favorite store on the planet is Apple, and it happens to be Danielle's favorite store too. So, Apple and I'm getting the over the headphones because that's going to be that's going to keep me healthy and healthy and sane and probably block out beeping machines and if they want to wake me up. So it, and I'll bring little earbuds, but the little earbuds don't work the for my ears. My ears are too tiny for the earbuds to stay in. I probably lost an earbud on Christmas Day and I still can't find it. It went flying on my couch and no one can find it. So I'm on the hunt for that. But it's gonna be okay. It's gonna be okay. So hopefully Apple holds up to the hospital beeping machine test, but I'm going to take a lot of naps and heal my body. And as I said to someone last night, I feel at peace with what I'm doing. I feel at peace with what I'm doing. I also want, it's going to be a staycation. It's literally going to be a staycation. So I leave on January 19th for my staycation. I'll probably not be home until at least the middle of February. And so we'll just take it day by day and I'll keep you guys updated and I'll be working out and still going to PT after the back surgery, of course. But PT might be coming To me, all depending on what doctors say and discharge nurses say. So yeah, that's my number one goal, is to get my back organized and then be happy and healthy and active, and try not to complain so much about my life in 2024. That's my ultimate goal. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, I opted in, but happy and healthy, and let's just hope that everything goes well and I don't land up in the predicament of losing the capabilities of my legs. But I trust the doctors down here more than I trust the doctors in Carlisle. And no, I'm not flying back to Carlisle for this surgery. It's all gonna be done down here. People know it's all gonna be done down here. And so if you wanna send get well vibes, you're more than welcome to it. Danielle has my address. Danielle has my phone number. Danielle has everything. So basically on January 2nd, I'm making Danielle my assistant for I don't know how many months now, because I'm going to be healing and slash out of it, because I'll be on pain meds. I'll be on pain meds. I'll try not to. I just want my body to heal and my body to recover. So I'm grateful to have assistant. In the meantime, my assistant is switching everything over, because we're switching back to Buzzsprout spelled for as CP, because we're eliminating the interview show. And so it's just going to be her and I, and those special interviews that I decide to put on as CP with all about disability awareness, including CP, primarily CP, but all about disability awareness, because I know you guys like disability awareness, and there's not enough about cerebral palsy out there. Thank you very much. And so that's what I've been so fortunate to take on, is, and I love my job. My job can actually follow me everywhere I want, including into the hospital. But I will give you updates as to my back surgery. So I'm making this public knowledge, just in case someone out there is struggling. I mean, with back surgery, scoliosis is quite common with CP, and having rods burst. Having rods break is not quite common, but it happened to me. So I'm blessed to be getting it fixed. And I, as I said, I opted in for back surgery. No one was saying, when are you going to do this? I want my back to be happy and healthy again. And so I know that Danielle wants to continue with her amazing PT, which I miss. I miss it every single day. For those of you that don't know what Danielle does, Danielle does a alternate form of physical therapy run by Amanda Boxdale. It's the Bleeding Bionics Foundation, and they have exoskeletons. They have all this cool stuff, and Danielle's doing wonderful at that. I truly miss it every single day, and if they want to send me back to alternative PT, I would be happy about that. But the closest alternative PT is our way, because Phoenix is so huge. But if I need to go to Bales Neurological Center, I will. And it's similar to Craig Hospital. For those of you in Colorado, Bales is similar to Craig Hospital. And now one of the top-notch and Shepherd Hospital is in Utah for spinal cord injuries too, and I got rid of my spinal cord injury through the Building Bionics Foundation, and I'm hoping not to get back. But if I land up having a little bit of spinal cord damage because of my back surgery, I'm hoping that they don't do complications. And I know I'm going to be avoiding one of them at all costs. And I'm hoping that they don't let my spine go dead for 20 minutes. And that's how I got the spine, that's how I got the nerve damage. And they didn't tell me. And so I made it evidently clear that I want to keep the mobility of my legs. And that's why I'm doing the back surgery. I am a little bit more mobile now because of the screws being where they are, but I want the screws back in place because having a screw dislodge and having a foreign object dislodge is not very fun. And so I just hope that my surgeon is skilled enough to not let my spine go dead. But if anything, I'm 99% positive nothing will happen. But if anything does happen, I will be going to the best rehab hospital ever. And that's why I'm going into rehab instead of coming home straight after the back surgery because I want to be stable on my feet. So, yeah. And I, Danielle, after that long ramble, do you want to take it off? Well, yeah. Well, that's a work thing. That's not a Danielle thing. That's a very thing. And you want to get well, and you're doing amazing at work, but I know you want to keep up with that and keep up with the trends and make those kids happy, which I fully support. I mean, making kids happy is I fully support, but I know you also want, yeah, move your body. Just and people have said to me, well, yeah, people have noticed that I've been working out like a mad woman, and so I know it's going to help in back surgery because if I go in strong with a strong core, it's going to help. So, yeah, I am trying my hardest to move my body and also respect my body and respect the healing process. But it's interesting because, yeah, it's interesting. So, you want to get better at work and you want the books out, and I want the books out. And so, I've been working on that as well. And you just want to, we basically. Basically, to sum it all up, we just want to keep rocking and rolling with CP. Basically, to sum it all up, we just want to keep rocking and rolling with CP and a little hospital stay. And if you guys can give me good movies and give me, I have to get my Audible set back up again. I not so much Netflix. I will. Just what I'm really excited about on my staycation is they actually I actually have access to TV, so I might use that on my staycation, but we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. I mean, I have the iPad and I have communications with me, so I will probably be semi out of it on the 20th. Although my body may do amazing, but my metabolism doesn't do well with anesthesia. That's why we're not using Propofol again. So I just, yeah, I good idea not to use Propofol again. No, and I make it clear in my records, and I will make it clear, and I go under that. Don't use Propofol on me, otherwise you'll have a problem. And so, hopefully, my body metabolizes the anesthesia so I can be up and moving. My ultimate goal is to be sitting. They want me sitting up on the edge of bed. My ultimate goal is to be sitting up in the chair, FaceTiming Danielle and FaceTiming other people and letting them see my face. And even though I look like hell, but that's okay. These people don't care as long as they see me and as long as they know I'm doing well. People don't care. My ultimate goal is to be sitting up in a chair on the 20th, and I don't care if I sit up in a chair for 20 minutes and go back to bed. At least it will be sitting up in a chair, and then I don't care. But we'll see. We'll see if my body allows. But I have been doing all I can to take care of my body, and so my ultimate goal is to keep rocking and rolling with CP. So that's my ultimate goal, and I know that's Danielle's ultimate goal. And so I hope, yes, it is. I hope that you guys had a fabulous Christmas, and I hope that 2024 is the best year yet. Let's make 2024 the best year yet. And I hope that you enjoyed the final episode of the artwork of CP. And then we'll be back with As CP on Buzzsprout. And we'll be back with all that in February. And so, and we may do a mini episode on the 20th for those of you who are interested on what they're actually doing to my back on, we may do in the episode on January 11th to what they're actually doing to my back so you guys can follow along. But I appreciate your support, and I'm sorry that I'm going to be taking a little bit of a mental health break, physical and mental health break, but just know in February I will be back. I will be probably back and taking it day by day. And if I need to be supported by pillows, I'm sure you guys will understand. But I just want to document this for all you guys too, because the YouTube videos I've found on scoliosis surgeries are old, and I know this will be evergreen. This will be evergreen, but I want to have you guys gain as much knowledge as you can. And I will, as soon as the back surgery is over, I will do what when I'm feeling up to it. I will document everything from the myelogram to the back surgery with a spinal injection in between to try and make my back better so you guys know the process of what will go on. But Again, this is my experience, but I just want to make it public so you guys can have the records if you need to. If you have a loved one considering going through back surgery, or if you're yourself going through back surgery, and I will also make a tips and advice episode, and we have to figure that one out with Danielle. I have to figure that one out with Danielle. Maybe before we do the big reveal on the January 11th, I would do a tips and advice for back surgery because Danielle hasn't gone through it, but she's gone through CP, and she's lucky that CP and scoliosis are quite common, as I said. So I'll do a tips and reflections episode. I'll actually do two, one before surgery and then the 11th, and then I'll do one probably in rehab where I do tips and advice after surgery, so you could have that too to make a compromising decision whether you want your back open or not. So I hope you guys have a great New Year's, and we'll catch you guys later. Bye, you guys. Oh, what a cute quality. Thank you for following us. Thank you for following us. And we will probably catch you guys on January 11th so you know what they're exactly doing to my back. And so, yeah, let the fun adventure begin of back surgery. So, catch you guys later. Bye, you guys.
Bye.